I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Sudden floods and landslides swept away whole families in southern India this week. At least 158 people died, and many are still missing. It's the worst flooding Kerala State has seen in 6 years. Reagan Miller with Mission India explains.
You know, in India, everybody lives in such tight quarters. People live in homes that are on top of each other and just attached to each other and side by side, and the neighborhoods are so crowded that when something like this happens, it affects hundreds of thousands of people. So there's really a great need for prayer right now, and there's also a great opportunity to share the hope of Christ when people are struggling.
Mission India works with local believers to run children's Bible clubs. Impoverished families at one Bible club are out of work due to flooding. Pray they'll find support through the local church and ask God to comfort grieving communities. Next, France is in the global spotlight today as host of the 33rd Summer Olympic Games. While praises for Paris abound, one look at French history tells a darker story. Cécile with Transworld Radio Europe says,
one of the key turn points in the French history happened in the 18th century when we saw the birth of Enlightenment ideologies, which basically aims at eliminating religion from the public sphere.
Today, France has the fourth highest percentage of atheists in the world, and gospel resistance is high. Only 1% of the French population knows Christ. TWR and Fair FM, a network of 20 Christian radio stations across France, are sharing the gospel through Christian athlete interviews during the Olympics. Pray these testimonies will open people to the gospel in France and beyond. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can now also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.